Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastors Carl and Cheryl Thomas. Our favorite verse is Habakkuk 2:14, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Consumed by that revelation, we are committed to recognizing, resourcing, and releasing high-impact ministries resulting in global glory, transforming lives to impact their world. We have a teaching that will impact you today. Now, let's get right into that word.
So we're going to do something special right now. I'm actually going to invite Pam up quickly. Pam, yeah, you. And then I'm going to invite someone else up. You know, sometimes it's really good to hear what God's doing in people's lives. Testimony, there's a scripture that says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And that means that when you testify of what God's done, you create a place in people's hearts where they can believe for the same thing to happen to them. Amen? And you create a place in their heart where they say next. So Pam had a miracle take place, right? Come on up. Don't be shy. So Pam, what was going on? What was the prognosis of what the doctors were saying?
I had two mammograms done, and both mammograms, a dark mass showed up in both of them. But when I went in for the special mammogram and for the ultrasound, the third one, I was waiting in the waiting room, and the nurse came in. She said, can I talk to you in private? And I thought, oh, you know, because when they say that, you don't know, right? And she took me in the room, and she says, young lady, you must have had an angel on your side, because she said your thing is clear.
Oh, wow. What
do you think? Yeah. God, definitely. Yeah, God. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. So two dark masses is not an angel. It's a miracle working power of God. Amen. God bless you, Pam. That's good stuff. So he heals. Amen. Forgives all my sins, heals all of my diseases, every single one. Everything that causes discomfort in your life, he heals. Amen. So I'm going to ask a special young lady to come on up. And her name is Caitlin. So come on up, Caitlin.